closing out the week with our national hour on the Real Kipper and Bourne Show. Nick Kyprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee. We are live on Sportsnet 650 in Vancouver, Sportsnet 960 in Calgary. This hour of Real Kipper and Bourne brought to you by Bet365. Doug McLean will join us soon. And then a little later on, if you want to text us at 590-590, we'll read whatever you want to ask us, because we will be completely like out in left field by then.
Please create the content.
I actually have a couple surprise. I have a surprise caller or two that were non-Leaf related things too.
Oh, really?
So we can play those too.
There you go.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're going to take the next hour and go into great depth of the game tonight between the Utah Hockey Club and Seattle.
It's a great jersey matchup between two of the more formidable teams in the West.
So for those of you that are unfamiliar on how shallow we are.
Who is it this
week? We've had a couple of general managers, an owner on our show recently who were kind enough to send us jerseys after we begged for one.
Yeah.
But what, like 4 or 5 months ago, we put on an Edmonton Oilers jersey up there.
Oh, my God.
The little one?
Yeah, the little one.
The baby one.
The baby one, which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, we have no budget.
We have no jersey collection at all.
Poor, like really poor.
Yeah, yeah.
We have no budget. Let's beg for jerseys.
This is our new thing.
And Ryan Smith was on our show last week. Mm-hmm. Not even last week. Like
Monday.
9 minutes ago.
Monday.
But did he like charter a plane and fly these jerseys over to us?
Probably.
And look at you two with the hats.
What do you mean?
Like, we're a Canadian show. We're national.
Yeah.
And you're going Utah on me.
I just, you know, really impressed.
You know what they
the
say? They say Utah, Canada of the U.S.
Everyone's been saying that.
Okay.
More and more people are saying.
Now, those jerseys are fantastic.
They're really cool.
Yeah. Oh, you can kind of see it. They say Real Kipper and Bourne on them.
Yeah,
the inaugural really cool. Year, kind of cool to have.
They are.
So we will, when Utah's in the mix, we'll be sure to post that, put them up there, and shout out to Ryan Smith. That was really cool. And to Utah, the press
Carolyn.
Team there, they did a great job.
And we do expect...
We just want our Canadian team to come through.
Yeah, they will. They will. They're just warming up to us. First of all, we got to get them, first of all, like... liking us again, because we have a tendency to tell them what to do with their
team.
And
your plan is to get Doug McLean on for that?
We have less of a chance to get a Canadian jersey again because Doug's coming on in a few minutes.
I mean, I wrote some nice things about the Flames today, both the Flames and Canucks in a race with the Utah Hockey Club here.
Only 2 points back.
And only 2 points back. I really like the Flames. I don't like that Backlund is week to week right now, and Zary is suspended. That's, you know, they're not that deep that they can sustain too many blows, so that kind of stinks. But I do like Calgary's odds. So even though I got the Utah hat on, rooting for the Flames.
Flames in Colorado tonight. That's pretty big test right now.
That is a large test. Yeah, and Utah, one of the things I noted, I've got an article up on Sportsnet today about the West race. Utah has a soft next five games. They play, I think, Nashville twice. Four of them are non-playoff teams. So, yeah, they're going to have to do a little winning to stay ahead. This thing's going to get really tight because St. Louis has a very soft schedule, too.
Hmm.
You know what my hope is? Minnesota could fall apart. Minnesota, if they were to go 6-10, down the stretch, would finish with 91 points. So they're not out of the woods. They just got to be okay, but 6-8-1.
We know we're going to get Doug McLean's thoughts on the Edmonton Oilers, but 3-7, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Like, when do you go, this is, like, not good?
I know there's some underlying numbers, too, that they've been not very good for a while. So let's get someone else's opinion.
Okay. This is the part where I introduce Doug McLean and then just not talk for the next 20 minutes. How are you?
Super. How are you guys?
We're good. I'm not sensing.
Cheap is not the word. There's a better word than cheap for you guys.
I'm afraid. Can you say it on air?
I said poor.
No.
We're poor.
But anyway, I got to get something off my chest away.
Oh, no.
I'm watching a game the other night, and I couldn't get Don Cherry out of my mind during the game. I'm watching the Vancouver Canucks play, and there's one Canadian in their lineup. One.
Is that right?
Who?
One Canadian
I don't
in
know.
Their lineup.
I,
can you believe that? Thank God. Poor Don. If he was still in the studio, it'd be... So I have to take over for Don, I guess. But I mean it... And the team they're playing, I believe it was Calgary, they had nine.
Who, and then
I
who,
have to say anymore. I understand. Look, we talk about how many Stanley Cup winners we have in our lineup. We saw the Four Nations where we had so many Stanley Cup winners in our lineup. The Americans didn't have quite as many. But one Canadian in the lineup for the Vancouver Canucks, like, I'm sorry. What am I missing here?
Would you actively seek to change that if you were in charge?
Let's not talk hypothetics. You know, I'm not in charge. I'm on the real Kipper show. I'm a regular here. You know, I'm a regular here.
All right.
But anyway, I had to get that off my chest. I'm sorry.
So,
and I'm not a Trump. By the way, I'm not a Trumper. And Trump might try to buy the Canucks if he knew there was only one Canadian.
I'm looking for who it is. Who's the Canadian? DeBrusque?
Yes. Our mate, was DeBrusque born in Canada or the U.S.?
Oh, my gosh. You come out with this major statement, and now you're questioning.
He's listed as Canadian.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he's but he also one. Played hockey in the States.
One. I was born
he's
in the
one.
U.S.
He's the one.
All right.
Okay.
So, clearly, it's what? A pride thing for you? It's what? That
it's Canadian. It's elbows up for me. It's elbows
All
up.
All right.
For me.
That seems to be the statement these days. Yeah. Elbows up.
Yeah. And I live every. By the way, I just finished 45 minutes best breaststroke, and then I had a sauna, and then I came up from the pool area. Just you know, and I
look fresh.
And every time I go to the pool, or every time I go anywhere in Delray, it's how is everybody up in Canada? How are they doing up there? You know, and I said. They're doing great. They just hate Trump.
Just angry. So,
and I've been to Mar-a-Lago, by the way.
Have you really?
Yes, I have. I have been. And that, we had a board of governors meeting in Palm Springs at the Breakers, and Jerry Jacobs hosted the board of governors at Mar-a-Lago. So we had a meal there and a nice evening at Mar-a-Lago. Donald wasn't there.
Okay.
Was not there. Make sure that comes out loud and clear. I don't want to be in Bruce Arthur's column. Okay.
All right.
He wasn't there.
Okay. Can we get back to hockey?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yes. I'm just showing my Canadian pride. Today.
I think
that's
Doug should do politics.
Hey, listen. No, they asked me to run for the premier PEI a number of years ago, and I turned them down. But listen, I got to tell Sammy, when I was 12 years of age, I watched the Leafs win the Stanley Cup in my den at my house in Summerside, okay? I watched them win the Stanley Cup. You guys are wondering where you're going to go to watch it. I watched it in my living room with my dad. Then I go to my dad. I'm a busboy at my dad's restaurant called the Tartan Restaurant, Summerside. And Punch Imlach is having dinner in my dad's restaurant. And my dad introduces me to him. Big deal. I was the biggest Leaf fan in the world. Okay. And Punch Imlach sends me a week later, it came or a couple of weeks later, an autographed Northland Pro hockey stick with the entire 67 Whoa. Leafs autographs on it. Autographs on it.
And when you were 13, you sold it.
No, when I was 14, I played street hockey with it and roomed it. How dumb was I?
Devastating. So were you offended by the Punch Imlach representation in the Harold Ballard documentary?
I didn't see it. I mean, Punch and King Clancy were my idols. I mean, obviously, with you know, I'm at a golf tournament this summer with Dave Keon and Frank Mahovlich. Can you believe that? They were at the Summerside Boys and Girls Club tournament this summer. Frank Mahovlich and Dave Keon, and John Shannon. Those are the three main celebrities.
Okay. Can I ask you a hockey question before we finish?
Sure.
Okay. It's been a week since the NHL trade deadline's over. We've seen some guys hit it out of the park early, like a Dylan Cousins, and we've seen others who have struggled a little bit. As a general manager or president, when you are involved in trading, is there such a thing as buyer's remorse? And if it is, like, how early can it hit you?
It can hit you really quickly, but you always hope that they're going to find their way. You know, you hope they find their way. But I'll tell you what, I come out of the trade deadline this year with 8 teams that have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. George McPhee told me 11. I've got it 8. And they're they're teams that I thought did a great job at the trade deadline. Okay. Panthers, Dallas, Colorado, Winnipeg, Toronto, Tampa Bay, Vegas. Those are my 8 teams that have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. And every one of them, for the most part, improved their team at the deadline.
Well, you wouldn't have known that if you had listened to our first hour on our Leaf edition of our show.
I was breaststroking. I couldn't. But I have my ear pods on, but I can't listen to radio.
You're not as discouraged as some based on a loss last night to the Florida Panthers for the Leafs?
No, you know what? I think they've improved their team. And you know, to me, it's their defense is better. Obviously, Carlo. Here's Lottman, Carlo, for me. I have them rated as 4.5s. I have an NHL regular is a 5 in my – a 7, as I tell you, is a franchise player. A 6 is an impact player. A 5 is a good NHL regular. And a 4.5 is an average NHLer. And I've got them as both them 4.5s. But I think they complement the guys that are there. I really do. So I think they've improved their team. I think Tree Living has done a good job with the bottom six. Finally, we've been talking about this for a long time, about their bottom six. Every playoff, we talk about it. Third lines are important at the playoff time. So I think they've done a good job there. And the question I have, 2 questions on the Leafs. Are the big four going to get it done finally? Because they're still the number one catalyst for this team. And is their goaltending as good as we think it's been for the most part this year? Are Stolarz and the kid Wall, are they good enough to be better than or equal to Vasilevskiy, Bobrovsky, all the teams that have real good, even Ottinger? I mean, I know they play them later on, but I think they're right there. I do think they're there. And if they play Ottawa in the first round, I would love that. I would absolutely love that.
So are you surprised Ottawa is there?
I'm pleased Ottawa is there. I agree with Nick on the trade. I think it was a chemistry trade more than anything. I think they like Cousins, but they like Norris too. But they wanted to change the chemistry. They wanted to change the room, and they did. And I think it was a good move by Stales. I really do. And I think if Ullmark, like I watched Ullmark last night stand on his head, make big saves at key times of the game, Ullmark's got to be the guy. And if he does what he's paid to do, and I mean, he's got the big ticket. He's got to come through for them. And he did last night. He has recently at 48 saves the other night. I watched, I think Ottawa's, if they make it and it looks like they're going to get in, they're going to be a tough out.
Edmonton Oilers have struggled. A lot of people talking, including us earlier in the show, about coming off of Four Nations and maybe Connor's feeling a little bit. Austin Matthews may be feeling it a little bit. Where are you on the Edmonton Oilers and their 3-7 record the last 10?
They've lost 8 of their last 11. And you know, it's back to the same old. I tried to read Spector's article, Mark Spector's article, but it was so depressing. I had to put it down halfway through it. I mean, he's going to have therapy if they don't win some games soon. But look, they're back to the same old. McDavid, Draisaitl, put them together, play them every second shift, play their fourth line 3 minutes. I mean, not great goaltending. Giveaway blue line. I mean, passengers. I mean, they've got, what have they got? Remorse from losing in the finals or what? Is that what they're going through there? but it doesn't look good.
They're just their team on paper or on the ice apparently isn't as good as they were last spring.
I mean, Arvidsson and Skinner are your off-season acquisitions. Like, are you kidding me? I mean, like, I'm sorry. And now, you know, I mean, Stan Bowman's brought in. They let Kenny Holland go. Don't tell me Kenny retired. I don't want to hear that BS. Mm-hmm. They let him go. And Stan Bowman is in there. And tell me about their trade deadline. Tell me about it. Was there anything to tell?
Wallman and
Max
Jones.
Wallman.
Yeah, I like Wallman.
Wallman's really going to help them.
Yeah, I like Wallman too. I like Wallman too. But
not enough.
They're trying to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
They're not trying to make the playoffs. They're trying to win the Stanley Cup. And Colorado changed their team. I mean, the other teams, Dallas, they made major changes.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you this. I'm going to say this right now. I love the Oilers. I'd love to see the Oilers do well. I'd love to see them win the Stanley Cup. But I'm telling you this right now. LA Kings will beat them in the first round.
Oof. Whoa. That Kings team was good last night.
I tell you, LA, I watched them last night. If LA play like that, they're beating the Oilers in the first round. And you saw it. I'm glad you watch games like I do, because you guys are the experts, not me, you know?
Okay. Well, hopefully Trent Frederick is a help to the Edmonton Oilers when he does come back.
Oh, I forgot about him. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I like that acquisition. I did.
So who do you like for the last spot in the Western Conference?
Who is it between Calgary and Vancouver?
Well, unless our jerseys get going back here.
You're pushing Utah. I know. I saw that. Oh, my God.
St. Louis kicking around, too.
St. Louis are a point or so out. I mean, I love what Calgary's done. I really do. I think got to give the GM some credit there. He's hung tough. He's following a plan to rebuild the team. And
he sent us a jersey.
And I'll tell you what, they've got a very good coach there, a very good coach in Calgary. So
that division, the very top, the Winnipeg Jets are likely, they might win the President's Trophy this year. Dallas makes the big ads behind them. What did you think of the whole week of Mikko Rantanen? This, you know, what happened in Carolina and he said, she said sort of stuff.
Yeah, it was interesting to watch. I was shocked when he got traded from Colorado. I was shocked by that move. And, and Carolina shocked me that they took him. Then I'm thinking, okay, Carolina are serious about winning the Stanley Cup. If they could just get a goalie, they'd have a chance. Okay. So I think, okay, they're making this happen. And then the BS that followed, not being signed, mm-hmm. knew pretty quick he didn't want to be there, didn't piss a drop in the games when he was there. I mean,
that's one way of putting it.
Yeah, it was bad. It was not good. And Dallas come in, Jimmy Neal, full marks. He makes a great pickup. Dallas are poised to have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. And the trade, you know, I think the trade, they've got big time centerman. He's going to love it there. I think it's a great move. And Winnipeg makes a couple minor moves. You know, they pick up Tanev and they pick up Shin. That's exactly what they needed, a little more depth in positions and guys that are character guys that will go through the wall. I like those. I know they weren't the big high price like Tampa Bay and so on, but I thought Chevy came through and made a couple of a good, solid acquisitions. So we'll see.
Where do you want to go?
Oh, I was going to ask more about this Winnipeg and goaltending thing. Do you have any fears about Hellebuck at all, or do you feel really good? This guy's going to win the Vezina Trophy. It's probably silly to worry about him, but just Colorado last year makes some people feel...
Pionk's out week to week as well.
And that's a big loss. Pionk is a big loss for them, to say the least. And you know what? They're a good team. I like a lot of things about them. I like their balance. I mean, Connor, how do you not love this guy, the way he plays and the big goals he scores? Shifley's rebounded. You know, there's been some – they changed their chemistry. They changed their room. We talk about that with Ottawa. That's what they did. And, Hellebuck has got to he's got to take a step at playoff time. And I watched the Four Nations. Not that it was his fault. He was good, but he's got to win in the playoffs. Is that fair? That's a lot of pressure, but at this stage in his career, he's done everything else except be able to win in the playoffs. Like I would have bet dollars to donuts they would have beaten Colorado last year. With Colorado's goaltending and Winnipeg's goaltending, it should have been a difference maker in that series. And they weren't even close.
No.
They weren't even close.
You're watching and listening to Doug McClain, author extraordinaire.
Just a minute. Have I mentioned my book? I just want to show you something. In the top, right across the top, this is the new paperback. It's got national bestseller written right across the top there. I didn't know if you guys were aware of that. But anyway, I tell you what, they are selling like I'm
hot cakes.
Shocked.
Hotcakes.
I'm shocked. I really am.
We are too.
I got a royalty check this week, Kipper. If you knew it, you'd be sick to your stomach.
Enough to get back to Mar-a-Lago, maybe.
Hey, new tires for the Porsche. Yeah. Mac, we saw the Boston Bruins actually come up with a really big win earlier this week against Florida, watching some big names leave their lineup. New Jersey now has lost some big names as well through injuries, but found a way to beat the Oilers. Can teams still get some juice off of us versus the world, or is it just, it's just hopeful thinking for a team like New Jersey without Hughes and Hamilton here the rest of the year?
Yeah, really tough. And I think you get the juice for a little while, and I just don't know. I'd love to see. I mean, I think Jersey will make the playoffs. I really don't. I hope they do, because I love Tommy Fitzgerald as a former player of mine. I think the world of him, and I'd like to see them make it. I was devastated to see Hughes go out. I really was. So I think you can get a little juice, but I just don't see them being able to do any damage at playoff time. I still think there's enough to get in to the playoffs, but Boston, what's Boston have? 2 points out of the playoffs right now, today. They're hanging in there. They played a couple of really good games. For them to go in and beat Tampa and Florida, I mean, unbelievable. I would never have dreamt that. Yeah. There's not a snowball's chance. I go off Sammy's betting line there, and I never would have considered that in those games, So.
So the interesting news of the week, I thought, was Aaron Ekblad getting hung up on performance-enhancing drugs. Did you ever have to deal with that when you were coaching, managing? Was it ever in or around your locker rooms at all?
I'll never forget the day Brian Berard walked in my dressing room and said that he just tested positive, And, of course, I said, for what? So, anyway.
Could have been.
It was the same. It was the same thing for Brian. It was the same thing. You're trying to, help. You're trying to help, and you get caught. And I don't know how long he was suspended for, but,
Hold
Brian
on a second.
A
player had to tell you don't get it firsthand knowledge.
I don't know if it's obviously probably different now, but he walked into my room and told me that he had tested positive. Yeah. Yeah. I was a GM at the time.
Wow.
So, yeah. And, I've had numerous guys in the NHL program over the years, and I found them to be outstanding to deal with. Outstanding to deal with. I had them in there a variety of reasons. We don't have to get into it. Anger management. I tried when one of my players come back from anger management, I tried to get in his head, see if it could help myself, but it didn't
really
work.
Someone went for anger management in the NHL?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, just watching management on a day-to-day basis would do that, wouldn't it?
That would be enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey,
and I traded him. I traded him during the, when he was there. And I remember phoning the league and said, what do I have to say,
Security with you?
To the team that I'm trading them to. And the league told me, you just have to say that he has some issues. Okay? So I'm dealing with a GM who had some alcohol related issues, the GM I was dealing with. And I said to him, I have to tell you, he's got some issues. And the GM said to me, We've all got issues. So then I give him the guy's phone number to call. And he said, isn't that a California number? It was the rehab center to contact. So don't tell me it hasn't changed. You know?
Oh, that's crazy.
Don't tell me I didn't have some headaches. That's, oh, my God.
That's nuts. Hey, earlier this week, we had our best guest on of the week, PJ Stock. And
is he still doing radio and TV?
He is. Talking the Montreal Canadiens. That's another team, I'm sure.
That's great, because I don't want to talk about them.
No. Why? Because they cut you when you were playing?
Yes, they traded me to Drummondville when I was with the Montreal Junior Canadiens.
Another team hanging in there and playing meaningful games, that's got to be...
They're another Calgary. I think they've been smart in their approach, you know? It's funny. I was thinking of them this morning because I was thinking of Kirby Dach and Cousins, that was a major conversation amongst the scouts in that draft year. Who are we going to take, Kirby Dach or Cousins? Who is going to be the better NHLer? That's still an interesting thing to watch. But I like what Montreal have done. I think they've done a good job, and I think they're being patient. And you're right. They're playing meaningful games, and they're playing pretty good hockey.
Doug, do you find there's a player type that takes longer to develop? Like, I'm thinking watching Slefkovský at 6'4", 235, and 19, 20 years old. Quinton Byfield, similar dimensions. He's coming along pretty nicely. You know, sometimes these long-rangey D-men, I find that, you know, Zadorov or Chara take more time. Is it different based on body type sometimes?
You know, I've had it all over the place. I had a guy, we traded, this is the worst trade, Brian Murray, who I idolize and think the world of, but we traded Stu Barnes and Jason Woolley for Chris Wells. Do you remember that name, Chris Wells?
Defenseman, big guy.
Yeah, Brian and Chuck Fletcher didn't think we were big enough down the middle. We went to the Stanley Cup Finals the year before, but they thought we weren't big enough down the middle. So we traded Stu Barnes, who is a heart and soul, tough as nails, and a kid that had a great career. And we traded him for Chris Wells. So the Western scout, I said, who did we get? Chris Wells? Are you kidding? So I didn't never heard of him. First round pick of Pittsburgh. I get a call from our Western scout, Doug. Don't worry about this guy. He's going to be your next captain. He'll be your next captain. So I meet him 2 months later when we're out playing in the Western Canada. I meet the scout and I said, obviously you think I'm going to be coaching in the East Coast League next year because that's where he'll be. And maybe he'll be the captain in the East Coast League. So does that answer your question? Do some big guys not develop fast enough? You know, it's all over the map. You just can't count on anything. But anyway, I remember going home and saying to Clark, who was 9, my son at the time, and I said, we traded Stu Barnes. You know what he said to me? He's 9. He said, are you and Brian nuts? He knew, and we didn't know, and he was 9.
God, he was a very smart kid back then. Yes. Very smart. One more, and I'll let you get back into the pool for your backstrokes. So,
breaststroke.
Yeah. We're clearly heading towards a first round somewhere where we're going to see top 8 seeds eliminate each other. Colorado, Dallas, possibly Leafs, Tampa Bay. We got 32 teams. Like, is this can't be a good thing.
I hate it. We see it every year. I know they want this set up, but I'm telling you, when I look at the 2-3 spot, it's bad that we lose these good teams. I'm sorry. I know the Stanley Cup's the toughest cup to win. I get all that, but losing these top teams in the first round, I mean, our best hockey we watch is in the first round. Our best series are always in the first round, you know? So I don't like it. And I know Gary, you know, they love this format, but I'm just telling you, I don't like it at all. I'm sorry.
All right. Good job this week. It's almost up there with PJ Stock. Almost.
I can't believe he's still on the air. I can't believe that. Maybe I thought he was done years before me. You know,
maybe
he
should.
He's still kicking around.
I think he's going to write a book, and you know, maybe you can ghostwrite it for him.
I'll never forget. Speaking of him, it reminded me of the time me and you were on the desk, and Ty Domi came in the studio, and you said something smart to him, and he grabbed you and hauled you right over the desk.
That's a given. It's happened a thousand times.
And put you in a headlock. That's what PJ would do to me if he was sitting here right now.
All right, Mac, great job on Off the Rails Friday once again, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You know what? A couple of things before I go.
Oh, no.
I think this is a great show when I'm on.
Yes.
And I really appreciate you guys having me on. I've had a big week. I was on with Gary Ock this week. I've been on with you guys.
Saw that.
I've been on in Vancouver. I've had a big week.
No.
I'm thankful.
Your stock's rising.
I don't think you've ever been this popular, even when you worked here daily.
You guys have made my career. You've made my career, and I'm thankful for it.
Well, maybe you can invite us down to Florida, and we can take us out golfing.
I got to run, guys. See you later.
Yeah, there you go. No jersey, no nothing. Doug McClain. There you go. See, if he was a general manager today, and we asked him to send us a jersey, he'd tell us to go jump in the lake.
Think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get a Columbus jersey. It's happening.
Yeah. Mentioned Ty. They show him on the broadcast last night.
Yeah.
Literally no reaction to his son.
Which was cool.
He never has one.
Which was really, I thought, cool, because that's your kid out there, and you got 20,000 fans screaming. How do you not kind of have any reaction?
I think that's a fair question. How do you not? Like, Keith Kachuk's out there, pom-poms.
You know how you have no reaction? You're like, I did that 1,000 times.
I guess.
That's how it is.
But don't impress me much, Shania.
You know, like, I've never asked him to come on this show. You know, I never see him do anything. Like, it's pretty, his son is playing on the,
he's low-key right now.
Which is, I respect it, I have to say.
He's flying under the radar, which is,
he's a good guy.
It's great for Max. He doesn't want to be.
No, I get it. Right? I'm just saying that I really do. Yeah. Like, I have respect for him. Like, you know, my kid's playing for the Leafs. I used to play for the Leafs. They call me like, hey, you want to come on the radio? I'll be like, yeah, definitely. Like, I have never asked him. I don't think we've ever even asked him to come on, but
he wouldn't come on.
That's good.
And for obvious reasons,
I appreciate it. Anyways.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Game time?
Game time.
Let me get my sheet here. It's game time, presented by Bet365. Visit the app for latest odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 plus. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. Heading into, boys, a wonderful weekend of sports. First of all, obviously, there's some great hockey games, but the Players at TPC Sawgrass is underway right now. And lots of great names at the top of the leaderboard, including Rory McIlroy, who is two shots off the pace. So you can live bet all these golfers now. Mm-hmm. And Rory McIlroy is the favorite, as you would imagine, two strokes back, but he's the biggest name there. So he is plus 400 to win right now, two strokes back. Colin Morikawa is at the same place. He's minus 9 as well. He's plus 425. Akshay Bhatia, who is leading the turn, or so he's tied for the lead at 11 under, plus 650.
Like that.
And
like that.
You can go down. Yeah, I mean, like, if you're getting
a guy in the lead who's that talented, plus 650?
For sure. You know, there's also two rounds of golf to play at one of the most prestigious golf tournaments. He's a young guy. There's lots to go off of here. But the number I really love, and I don't think you're ever going to find a guy this good close to that number pre-tournament ever.
Canadian?
No. Scottie Scheffler is right now plus 1,400 to win this golf tournament.
How many guys?
And he's minus 5 right now, and the leaders are at minus 11. As you remember last year, if you're a big golf fan, he was way back going into Sunday.
Seven or eight.
Made a big charge on Sunday. Ends up winning the golf tournament. Plus 1,400 for Scottie Scheffler. You're not going to see that.
Tournament?
I can't remember. No, it was. I can't remember what it got to last year. Maybe like 18 or 19 won last year. I can't remember.
That's a big couple of days for Scheff. I know, but it's plus 1,400.
It's a great value. And if we're looking at our Canadians, I think Connors is having a decent day today. I'm trying to quickly pull him up here.
Kipper's boy.
I mean, he's just strikes the hell out of the ball. He's a beautiful golfer. I'm quickly trying to find it here. Blah, blah, blah. Here he is. He is plus 150 to 1 right now to win the golf tournament. but he is pretty far back. So maybe a top 10 bet or something else for there. So some great hockey this weekend. And tonight, our Utah Hockey Club in Seattle to take on the Kraken. Give me the Hockey Club, minus 155 in their pursuit of the final playoff spot. I feel very un-Canadian, but I've been bought. So go Utah, go. And that was Game Time presented by Bet365. Visit the app for latest odds to find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 plus. Ontario only. Please play responsibly.
Okay, let's take a quick break. When we return, we'll get into some NHL news and notes. Text us at 590-590 if you got something to say. Sammy will read it out.
Mm-hmm. And I got a call for us, too.
Maybe pick up on the conversation, too, on top 10 teams facing each other in the first round. If you guys have any solutions, I don't.
Yeah, 1-8. Stop
this. Stop. Also, Connor Bedard's season got a little worse last night. We'll explain when we return to Real Kipper and Bourne.
Hey, it's Ailish Forafar.
And I'm Justin Cuthbert.
Join us as we discuss the most important sports stories of the day and tee up the biggest games of the night.
It's The Fan Pregame, 6 p.m. weekdays on Sportsnet, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As a reminder, this hour of Real Kipper and Bourne brought to you by Bet365. Do you know how I remembered that? Our Austin Mackey wrote it down. Reminder.
What do you mean?
I'm saying that it's right here. Reminder.
Yeah, you mean I wrote the lineup. I write the lineup every day.
Did you put reminder?
Kipper, that's been there every day since the start of the season.
You need to remind me to read the reminder. Okay?
I want to go back and print off every lineup and just present it. I put that there every day.
I've done this show for 4 years. This is the first time I've noticed.
Listen, boy, it says reminder. Hey, I got to say, we got, you know, you guys told me my lineups, they sucked. They sucked. They sucked for multiple years. And I made a real effort and it's gotten a little better. Wouldn't say it's great, gotten better, but I have put that reminder there every day this year. It's there. I look at my lineups from last year. They were brutal. How did you guys not just be like, you suck at this?
Significantly better.
Way better.
Yeah, I mean, the crayon's not smudging anymore. First of all.
Very helpful. I use it all the time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Before break, we just discussed good teams eliminating each other in the first round. It's mm-hmm. been an ongoing thing. Can you give me one good idea outside of seeing this happen again and again?
I just want 1-8. I would even be fine with 1-16. Because to me, The higher you climb in the standings, there should be a reward. You should have a better chance to advance out of the first round. It's just, hockey is too much of a coin flip. The NBA, the best, you know, four of the best five teams are the last four standing almost every year. Mm-hmm. The NHL, it's too much of a coin flip that we need a bigger reward for regular season success. Because right now we're going to say congrats, Colorado and Dallas. You get each other for your 100-point seasons. Congrats, Toronto and Tampa, or Florida and Tampa. You get each other.
They got the general manager meetings next week. I have no idea what they're going to talk about, but usually it's nothing. And everybody has a really good time in Florida.
You love. There's nothing you love to crap on more than the general manager meetings. Whenever this has been a tentpole from the start of our show.
I cannot think of a bigger waste of money than sending people down there to cover things that you try your best to make them sound really important.
What do you guys think of overtime? It's pretty good. Yeah.
One more thing before we move on. I wouldn't want necessarily to change the order of meeting somebody more than I want to change the points and the standings. Mm. And in the Four Nations, we saw
Three-point system. What a
regulation. There's nothing I hate more than giving a point up on a loss. To me, it's just one of the dumbest things the NHL's done over the course of their history is reward a team for losing. And I don't care if it is a shootout or not. Mm-hmm. A loss is a loss. A loss means 0 points.
Yeah. How about, if you look at the distribution of goals scored by minute in the NHL, pretty level. you know, there's some spikes at the beginning and end of periods. In a tie game in the third period, goals now drop. You stop getting goals because both teams at about the three-minute mark go,
comfort.
Just get it to overtime. Let's get to OT and we'll sort it out from there. There's no incentive to push, where in a three-point system, a regulation win is worth more than an overtime win. So let's go get the
Think
the
about
points.
That now as teams chase for a spot.
You might pull your goalie to try to get the regulation win.
Ovi would love that. 1 through 8. Do you want to do the 1 through 8 in the East? Like the matchups?
Compared to what it is now? Do you have what it is now?
I mean, I have what it is 1 versus 8, so I'll start with that. It's Washington and Columbus in the first round.
Yep.
Florida versus Ottawa in the first round. Carolina versus New Jersey.
And Leafs in Tampa Bay.
The wild card right now would be Florida versus Columbus, Toronto versus Tampa, Washington versus Ottawa, and Carolina and New Jersey. Mm. So,
yeah. I mean, the other side, too, you know, where Dallas is probably going to finish with the second most points, and the difference in their first-round draw is either Minnesota or Colorado. Pretty big swing to me. So
yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but I think what it comes down to is a little bit more about the intrigue down the stretch as opposed to, like, the actual matchups where, I mean, speaking for Leaf fans, the last multiple seasons, it's been a death march to Tampa or a death march to Boston where it's just like, yeah, they're playing Boston. Yeah, they're playing Tampa. And got to tell you, boys, we're about to head to it.
Would this be the fourth time they play Tampa in the Core Four era in the first
third?
Round? Third.
Third. They played them twice, split the matchups, and they've played Boston a bunch of times, lost them all. Yeah, Columbus.
Montreal.
Montreal.
Okay.
Vegas signs goaltender Aiden Hill to a 6-year contract. 6.25 is the AAV. No, just why does it feel like Vegas has unlimited amount of funds and unlimited amount of assets?
Yeah. I don't know. They do find ways to work magic, though, don't they?
They're really...
If Hill is a legitimate starter, a league average or better, that's a nice contract. I want to make sure we get to any calls we have. So unless you have a ton to say on Aiden Hill, we have
just,
calls.
No, Bedard, though.
Okay.
He got a 10-minute misconduct, abuse of the official. Usually I like to see a referee wrestle to the ice to see abuse of an official, but they tagged this one with a 10-minute misconduct. I know the kid has some issues, right?
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Issues,
immaturity, just too much too soon. Mm-hmm. How's that for issues?
Sure.
That's not just on him.
No.
It's on the Chicago Blackhawk organization as well. So he's got to grow up a little bit here, but let's not forget he's still very young, right? So I get all of that, but I don't know. I think it sucks that a 10-minute misconduct for something that you said gets portrayed as abuse of the official. To me, though, those words on something that you said shouldn't mix.
Meaning right? The official. Yeah, and the team is basically like, I've heard a lot worse, right? Didn't they say stuff to that effect? So
yeah.
I mean, heroic ref. Like, you're gonna pull the 19-year-old kid that's having an awful year out of a game.
By the way, he's gonna have like 60 points this year, but anyway.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think he could just maybe just skate by him.
Yeah.
Agreed. Like, make a big show of it, make us talk about it. Anyways.
Okay.
We actually had a couple calls that were non-Leaf related, and I thought maybe they could encourage more people to call in for this part of our show, too. So
we'd love that.
I like this call from Oshman in St. Catharines.
Paul Maurice stated last year, if they can't win the cup again, he hopes Winnipeg does. If they play each other in the finals, I'd like to hear you fellas talk about mixed emotions. Of course, he wants to win the cup. If he doesn't, Winnipeg does. How does he feel afterwards? Love to hear your comments. Thanks, guys.
Thought we should sneak in a little Jets talk, boys.
Good question.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, he obviously doesn't care.
He's not the first coach to leave the way he left Winnipeg.
Are you kidding me?
Just disappointed or, you know, frustrated or all of it.
I can't remember another coach.
It was strange.
Yeah.
It was strange.
It was a weird one.
But at the end of the day, it's all it's always the same. Like, I don't care how you portray it. He knows the truth. Winnipeg knows the truth. They ran out of time or patience for each other.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon.
Yeah. It was strange midseason to be like, can't win with these guys. Bye-bye. And then he goes to win, and he's like, kind of feel bad about leaving my ex who's struggling now. Hope you know, things go better for them.
There's nothing struggling about either one of them. It's a real thought that they can meet in a Stanley Cup final.
It would be really awesome.
That's a great narrative battle. Yeah. You know, like the guy that left there and like that's been a slow build for them to get back to this place and they finally get it. It's the old coach. Yeah.
Be an incredible like story. Shifley to shoot it in to win it or something.
It would be a real good storyline.
Yeah.
My God, is that Blake Wheeler's music?
Sign him right before that laugh. Yeah, that would be awesome. Good question.
How about the last call? This is a Vancouver-related one. John Doe from Parts Unknown. Sorry.
Well, I just realized I believe, and I think it's just for the Leafs, but I'm curious what you guys would think, and maybe you could put this out there. If Rick Tocchet is possibly fired from Vancouver, is it time to bring some of the old core back to Philadelphia? Does Rick Tocchet go to Philadelphia next year? That's my prediction. I'm thinking Rick Tocchet is the head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers next year because Torts' run is done. Thanks, fellas. Love the show.
That is out there already. You know, with nothing to back it up, nothing concrete or
whispers.
At least from my perspective,
talking.
Is that people have said that that's a possibility to me without having any more knowledge or information or concrete evidence that this is where it could lead for him.
Well, two thoughts. One, I think it's fascinating to ask about Tocchet not going back to Vancouver right after talking about Maurice leaving Winnipeg and going to have success. Cause you could feel like Tocchet's like, that's enough of this.
Yeah. Nor he's going to coach next year? Literally anywhere else.
<Think so. laughs> But the question you'd have to ask about Philly is they're pretty happy with Torts and the progress of their young guys and where they're at. I don't think they're going to fire him. Would he take another role with the team?
Yeah, I think.
Move up?
Yes, I think that's more of a possibility unless Torts wants to just shut it down.
Yeah.
If
he's
made
a couple
enough,
of bucks along the way.
Right? He's got a lot of other passions, including his love of animals. I mean, who knows with Torts if he's had enough or not.
I love that Torts loves animals because, you know, he's just like, I like that they don't talk back. You know, it's just like, there's love here, but they don't
talk. It's a good point.
Yeah. You know what my number one hope for Tocchet is? He goes back to TNT so we get to come back on the show.
Yeah, great guest.
God. We used to have him on all the time in our first 2 years.
With those guys, there's always that buffer that they're just there to wait for their next job.
Yep.
And if Torts goes back and knows he ain't going back, he'd be even better than you remember.
If Torts went back to TV, yeah.
He went back to TV
off and just let him.
Without the governor, without me. Did you ever put a T in the golf cart and find the governor?
Yeah.
Buddy, they go 1,000 miles an hour.
Absolutely,
it
rip
is
F1.
Unbelievable.
Never even heard of doing
You've
this.
Never heard of this?
Lift up the seat.
You lift up the seat. Yeah. You find where that governor is, and then you stick a T in it, which keeps it from closing.
It's the world's fastest lawnmower.
What you just heard was the sound of hundreds of golf course supervisors hearing it. No. Shut the hell up, Kipper. What are you talking?
But don't do it.
Yeah.
But don't do it unless you've got written permission from the general manager
For sure.
Of your course.
Yeah, for sure. You're going to get that.
Am I safe now? Legally?
Yeah. Legally, you're good.
Yeah. What a week.
What a week.
See you Monday.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right.
Enjoy your game. What do we have on the network tonight? We got Detroit and Carolina, 7 p.m. Eastern, and then Colorado and Calgary. Calgary. We're back Monday.
Calgary.
Have a great weekend, everybody.